Okay.
Welcome back to Bayisite. A couple Sundays that were a lot going on. So I hope that this week we can go through all the shittas again, get a little chazara and in Shin Pei Vav, which is the Siman of Adina de Garmi, indirect damage, get all the shittas in the Rishonim and the Poskim, a basic the Klalim again, and then based on that, next week, hopefully wrap it up with a lot of Halacha L'maisa cases. As we said, probably the most negea, this is in damages, as far as paying for damages is concerned, is this halacha. Because most times in a case, the incidental damage is much more than the direct damage. So, you know, it's one thing that, you know, you caused me this thing, but because of that, I couldn't go to work, and then I lost a client, and, you know, the classical case that even the Gemara talks about is that we learned it maybe last month, was if you sold, we talked about it in Hilchos Mekachtois, but it's a great example where you bought seed that was really, that you told the seller that your intention is to plant the seeds, and he sold you wheat that was only, the grade of wheat is only enough to eat the wheat, to make bread. And you planted it and everything, and it didn't work. So you go back to the guy, oh yeah, yeah, sorry, I sold you the wrong grade. Mekachtois. Here's your 35 cents per pallet of, wheat that I overcharged you. Mekachtois. He said, yeah, but I had a whole season of people working. I paid for labor, I paid for all this stuff. So with the seeds that weren't negea, you caused me a major loss. So we say, no, that's grama. You don't have to pay for that. So as we see in the or cases of giving bad advice or you had knowledge of something and you didn't share the knowledge and you were a broker and this, there's a lot of cases where the incidental damage is going to be a lot higher. And therefore, we really have to get to the bottom of the kololim in Shin Pei Vav. Okay, we went through the Gemara quite a few times. I want to just go through, well, let's read through the Shulchan Aruch. We'll try to point out the major shittas in the Shach, the Gra, and the Sma, and the Mechaber, the Ramah, and then hopefully we'll have enough ideas that by next week we can have an intelligent opinion about what's going on here. So in page 13 of the pamphlet is the Mechaber begins. Kaimalon ki Rebbe Meir. We paskin like Rebbe Meir. The next page is the Shach. The Doin Dina de Garmi, page 17. Then page, he goes on, page 18. Vidavka ba'adam, says the Ramah, Chayv Dina de Garmi, aval be'behema l'kuli amal potter. So if your property caused the damage of Garmi, you'll be potter. Ulefikach, continuing on to page 20. Now he starts with cases. Hadoichef matbeya shel chaveiroi, ad shiyarad leyam. So I pushed someone, or I pushed even the coin, but I didn't pick it up and throw it in. And the coin is in the yam. And theoretically, he could see the coin, but to go get the coin back, he would have to hire workers. Therefore, it's a garmi. I didn't damage you. It's still there. The coin is still in mint condition. And it's fine. The problem is that for you to go get the coin, it's going to cost you money. So it's the dina de garmi, or groma, that I was goyrim you a hezek, for you to have to go get back your coin, even if I didn't steal it. I'm chayiv. Why am I chayiv? Because that's called dina de garmi. In those days, right, you took a weight of gold and then you stamped it with the king's stamp to make sure that it's authentic. So what I did was I flattened it out and I took out the stamp. So now to re-stamp it is going to cost money. Even though I didn't take away money from you directly, I sold you a star, and then I was moichel the star, and it works. So even though those are indirect damages, you're chayv because those are dina de garmi. Let's just see one more example. If I burnt your proof, I burnt your star, so you cannot go ahead and collect your debt, even though there is debt, but you cannot go collect the debt. Why? Because you don't have a shtar anymore. So memela is dina de garmi, and you're chayiv to pay for obviously you would need nemonos of how much was the shtar worth and all that. But assuming you have it, v'kol chayiv shayiv b'shtar sh'av abishein gof hashtar mamon. Even though I didn't burn up value, all I burnt was the value of the paper. But since now you can't collect your debt, so now you're chayiv v'arei garam la'abin mamon uvelvad shiyoyde loy hamazik shishtar mekuyim hoya v'kach v'kach hoya b'chayiv. You have to have valid proof of how much was in the chayiv. Fine. And case gimel, in siv gimel, the third case, chen azorik kli shalei merish agag v'yotachtav karm v'ksasas. Reuven threw Shimon's kli off the roof and there was a pillow underneath it, and Levi came and pulled the pillow out. Now, it says, here's where things, what's pshat in this mechaber? So the mechaber is learning that these cases are called garmi, and there are other cases called groma in your potter. Groma is a lower level indirect. And this is a higher level of indirect. So as we spoke out last time, the Mechaber seems to be going with the Shita of the Ramban. And this is where the Shach, that long Shach, I'll do you a favor and give you a summary of the long Shach. The Shach basically goes through the Shita of the Ramban, and the Shita of the Ramban is that Dina de Garmi is Chayv Midei Raisa. It's Mikra Din, you're Chayv to pay. Me'ikra din, you're chayiv to pay. So the Gemara says many places, groma benizokin potter. The Gemara says, groma benizokin potter. So why is garmi chayiv? It's also indirect. Zokt the Ramban, based on the Pirishoinim, there are chilukim be'etzem between groma and garmi. And whatever chilukim are, these cases that he identifies as chayiv or garmi, because they're more chayiv. What are the classifications? Let's go with the basic chilukim. One is that it's immediate. There's no time lapse. And it's for sure, it's bar yezek, it's for sure going to happen. It's for sure going to happen. And I think those are pretty much the rules. Bar yezek, and it's going to... And you touched the money. You touched the well. That one's not clear because Zurich,
right.
He's paskening with the pillow.
It has to be a hezekah.
It usually has to be immediate and bar yezekah. So let's take the case where you pulled out the pillow. It's for sure going to happen. It's already in midair, and it's happening right now. Same thing with you threw the coin into the yam. It's direct. There's no way for him to get it without that money. But anything which is not bar yezekah, for example, the case is in the beginning of Akoinis, when you open the fence and then the animals left. It takes time for the animals to leave. They're not leaving the second you open the fence. It's not bar yezekah. The animals may not leave. That's a grama ba'alma. Right, you're makariv his wheat to fire. It may happen, may not happen. Maybe the fire will go a different direction. It takes time for the fire to get there. It's not bar yezekah. So whenever it's bar yezekah and it's pretty much immediate, that's going to be called garmi. Anything less than that would be called groma, and you're going to be potter. So let's say you put something down behind. Well, maybe that's a bar. Maybe that's different. But you know, in a case, that's a good example. You know, we spoke about that. You left the door unlocked in someone's house, and then, you know, a ganav comes in and robs it. So those are not bari hezekah cases. So even though you were gurim the hezek, it's not a bari hezekah. It's not for sure going to happen. Okay, I sold you the bad seed. I don't know what you're going to do with it. Maybe you're going to change your mind. Maybe you're going to go ahead and taka make bread out of it. I don't know that you were going to go plant it. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. And it's not immediate anyway. There it could be knas. I don't think it's actually garbage. So, the different cases. Fine. This is the shita of the Mechaber, and this is the shita of the Ramah, of the Ramban. Because it's the Araisa, the Ramban is Meirich on that. He has a whole country. It's called Dina de Garmi. It's printed in the back above a Basra in most places. When I was in Lakewood, I bought a separate sefer. There's a guy just put out a whole sefer with the countries, Dina de Garmi of the Ramban with Hagayis. So it's its own mitzias, countries Dina de Garmi. And he basically, the Ramban says it's Mekor Adin. And it's a type of hezek that you're chayav for. It's a level of hezek in Adam Amazik that you're chayav for. And you're chayav midaraisa. One of the major nafkaminas is that if a person does that and then he dies, his estate has to pay for the hezek, because it generated a real chayv, and now since he's chayv, the yorshim have to pay. Okay, and that seems to be the sheet of the machaber pretty clearly throughout over here, and that's why he's specifying these cases, and that's where the shach learns the machaber. The shach goes ahead. And the Shach goes more like the Shita of Tosfos in Baba Basra, Chav Beis, the Ritzba, and this whole Arichas is to disprove the Ramban. And basically, he says, no, Dina de Garmi is not different than Grama. It's the same thing. Indirect is indirect, direct is direct. Midiraisa, you only chayv, you take a baseball bat and you break someone's window. Adkan. You have to really, literally go ahead and do damage. Anything less than that is grama and it's pater me'ekra din. However, dina de garmi are those nezikim that Chazal put a knas on you and made you pay. Why? Because they don't want people to be an ibra chacham and be really angry at someone. And I'm going to go be really angry at you, and I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to cause you damage. But I know Shin Pei Vav so well that I could tiptoe around everything. I could end up being potter. So therefore, even though we learned in the beginning that it's asr to do that, grama ben nizak in asr, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to cause grama. And you're chai b'din shemaim. But this guy, the din shemaim is not the issue over here. The guy just doesn't want to have to end up paying. But he wants to get back at his friend. So he's going to end up being mazakim aide garmi. So therefore, the things which are more direct. Now, if you really want to be angry at your friend, and you really want to get back at him, what are you going to do? Go open his backyard and maybe his things will go out? Yeah, maybe, but maybe they won't. So it's only a good revenge on the guy if you're actually doing something, which is bari azeka. And therefore, that's the cases that Chazal made a knas. But it's not really midiraisa, a different category. It's really midiraisa, the same thing as grama. It's just a knas that Chazal implemented on certain cases. Now, says the Shach, therefore, if the guy dies, then the estate does not have to pay, because it's a knas on him. Another nafkamina between Kipshutai is this Ramah. The Ramah says that if an animal does garmi, you don't have to pay. So, the Shach says, why? Because the only constant due. But if it would be like the Ramban, so garmi is considered direct, so even if your animal did garmi, you should have to pay. That's the Shach says. I see the Gra argues on that, but that's the way the Shach says it. That if your animal did it, it's called direct, so your animal directly damaged. Or, let's say another case. Let's say, we said, throwing something into the yam, where you can't get it anymore, is called garmi, right? Burning a shtar is also called garmi. What if you took a guy's shtar and you wrapped it in a waterproof thing? A guy's shtar, it's waterproof. Now you put it into a waterproof tube and you threw it into the yam. So it's garmi of a garmi, right?
It's not also immediate.
So what? Well, it is a shtickle immediate, because now the only way for me to be going... Burning a shtar is called garmi. According to the Ramban. Throwing a coin into the yam is also called garmi in the Ramban.
Something that's
no, but the point is he it's the same garmi. I'm just saying, because that way, otherwise you tell me it's mamish be a dying, because the water will eliminate the shtar. I'm saying he put in it's in a waterproof container and you went ahead and pushed the shtar into the yam. So you did the way you were mazik the shtar is through a garmi. Right? So it's a garmi of a garmi. So according to the Shach, we never made that knas. But according to the Ramban, maybe you're chayiv. Because according to the Ramban, According to the Ramban, Garmi is called direct. And therefore, just like if burning a shtar is called direct, and throwing someone's coin into the yam, where the only way he can go ahead and get it is by paying someone to go get it, is called direct. So therefore, it is also called direct, even though it's a garmi of a garmi. So according to the Ramban, it could be a wichayv. According to the Rishach, you would be potter. Okay, the Rishach says it's a kanas. Now, the Rishach says that if you read carefully the Ramah throughout the Siman, the Ramah is paskining like me that it's a kanas. So it would come out that there's a machloikis machaber in the Ramah is in Ikra Din or a kanas. Okay? Now, within the world of kanas is a very big machloikis, and that's what I want to show you now. If you look in the Ramah in Siv Gimel, which is on page 25, the Ramah says, "V'yesh oimrim, dezem mikri grama benizakin upater." No. All these cases that you're saying are really grama. V'chein doichif matbea shel chaveray or piches tzurasa. All the cases that you, the Ramachaber, are being mechayev, yesh oimrim that it's potter. They have a grama benizakin. These are not garmins. These are gramas. V'chein afilu zorak kli mirosh agag v'yutacht of karim v'ksasos. V'kadam atzmai v'silkan. I feel all potter. Did you get that, Kinech? Ruvain went ahead, and it's like a cartoon over here. Like I don't know how he did this, but he threw the thing off of the roof, and then he ran down there and got the pillow and pulled it out. So Zilhocha come out on either one on potter, on the throwing on potter, because the throwing wasn't mazik. There's a pillow there. I'm taking out the pillow on potter because the grandma. Mamelian Potter. So maybe he had it attached to a string, and you're like, you know, whatever. But okay. Now he brings two other cases, which I'll get to in a minute. But if you look at the top of page 27, the first line in the Ramah on page 27. He says, "V'yesh oimrim debekol grama benizakin any grama imu davar shchiach v'ragil if it's common chayiv l'shalim mishum knas you have to pay." Says the Vilna Gaon. If you want to see, we could see it inside. Says the Vilna Gaon in Tzivkatan Vav, which is on page 25. The Bir Agra says, "An the Ramah v'yesh oimrim." Kishitas atoitzes babakamo, etc. The mechalkim da kaimolon. Then he says aval in the fifth line. Says aval toitzes anal hikshu. Because toitzes says I don't understand all these chilukim. It doesn't answer all the cases. And then he brings the ritzba that's a knas. Vezelo shana Yerushalmi, and he brings the Yerushalmi in shvuos. Hamikareya shtar choiv shachaver. If you ripped up a shtar of someone, Ruchanin of Rabbi Abba, Chadar Marchayv, Chadar Marpader, Man Da Marchayv Mishum Knas. He brings an open Yerushalmi that it's a knas, and then he brings the Mordechai that says like that. Vilachain, and therefore Loi Katsiv Arav Achilukim Shel Taisus. Therefore, the Ramah never brought down the Chilukim of Taisus. V'chein Hiskim Hashach. In other words, the Gra is learning that the Ramah also holds that it's a knas. So it's a kanas. It's not Baker Adin. Now, why is this so important? Who cares? I came up with a random nafkamina. If a guy dies, does his estate have to pay? Fine. But if a guy didn't die, and he's here, and he's standing in Bezdin, do we really care if it's the Ramban or Shach? Do we care if it's the Machaber or the Ramah? Do we care if it's the Rosh or the Ritzba? All these, it's the teams over here. That if it's kanas or Baker Adin, does it really matter? I'm saying you have to pay. Yeah, but in Mamanis, I don't know if you go to Kula, because Kula is for one person is a chumra for the other one. Right? So, does it really matter? What? So, I don't think you say Mother Knas on this, because it's not that type of Knas. Because if it would be a real Knas, then we wouldn't be going even Bavel. The Gemara says you're not goyvik. Our bati did don't have the power to enforce kanas on that level. The goyin asks its kasha. The gro and the hemshach asks its kasha. Bechlal, if it's a kanas, I think it's a kanas to make it look like damage. Meaning the kanas, let's say like oinus umafate. The Gemara says oinus umafate is a kanas. You have to pay 50 zuz or whatever. there's no monetary value to that. It's just punitive. It's just an oinish. This knas is, we consent to don it like a nezek. So, is it really different? So the answer is major, major, major nafkamina. And this is where the shach comes out, a major kula based on his shita. And it's not clear if everyone goes like this. And that's why next week we're going to have to go through. If you read the Ramah said, on page 27, he says, "Debechol grama benizakin im hudavar shchiach v'ragel chayv l'sham shum knas." The Ramah says, what was the logic in the knas? The logic in the knas was that anything which is shchiach, it could happen, or ragel, it's common. We made a knas on that. Why did we make a knas on anything shchiach and ragel? Like we said, because we don't want people going around and doing garmis and claiming they're potter. So anything which is basically common, right? So I guess it's common that people, do these things, burn shtaris and play around with people's documents and money and throw things. Fine. So the Ramah says we could apply that to anything which is shchiach. So if you look in the shach in Ois Chaf Dalid, which is the top of the column on that page, of the left column, so zok the shach, loshen harav einai nochen be'einai. I don't like the loshen of the Ramah here. No one says that you're chayv knas anytime it's shchiach. Who's going to determine whether it's called shchiach or not? It's going from the ritzba and toisvus, etc., etc. And then he says, of a sharp poison, shakos of latarit, the hod becoming yonim, this that in some cases the shah says you're chayiv, mishum garmi, and come with case you're potter, vetirit, the dina de garmi, eino el mishum knas. Now, look at the next words. V'oison shahaya nira lahem lachach me hashas, shushchiach v'rogel konsu. The bale hashas made knosos on certain cases that they didn't like.
We can't extend it
to anything. Who are we to know what was the logic of Ravina and Ravashi when they made that knas? V'loyne here lead dafka milsa de matzinon b'shas de konsu amrinon mishum shayanir lem de shchiach konsu ava baham man lemol on de shchiachu v'kivin de dina de gami eno la knasa havu de loy loysef Allah. We cannot extend it. So unbelievable. I don't even call it a chumrah. If you're the victim of it, then it's a chumrah. If you're the guy that did it, it's a kula. But unbelievable, what comes out from the shach is, according to the shach, garmi is not a category. It's not a category of types of nezek that you can be mechayev. According to the Ramban, it's a deraisa category, and the Rishonim went ahead and gave guidelines. What's called the category? It has to be bar yezek. It has to be miyad. Maybe you have to do it directly, but there has to be some level of direct to set that's mechalik this from grama. Zok the shach. First of all, it's a knas. There's no real chilik in category. Number two, there's not even any way to know why did Chazal choose these cases to kansen and these cases not to kansen. And memela ein lechaboya lechidushay. And if you burn a guy's star, then you're chayev. But anything else, we don't know. So, like we said in the first shayla, if you sent a virus into someone's computer, and because of that virus, he went ahead, he lost all of his data, and he can't collect any of his money, whatever. Is that shchiach? Is it not shchiach? I don't know. Who's going to know that, Dr. Shach? Who's going to decide if this is shchiach or not? We don't have Balei HaTalmud anymore to tell us what they think is shchiach. If this so therefore, according to the shach, it's not applicable to anything other than the cases that the Mechaber said. So the whole garmi is basically out. So now you understand why it's a big nafkamina if you go with the shach. If you go to Shach or the Mechaber, the Shach is saying that basically it's not negeya to apply it to anything. Now, the Ramah seems to have been a middle shita, because that's the Shach's argument on the Ramah. The Ramah seems to be saying it's a knas, but it's a knas that we can apply to other cases. What's the threshold? Shchiach v'ragil. Now you need expert dayanim that went through the whole Shas and went through every case that's consigned in the Shas and understand what was really like the tzara shaveh between all those cases, and then they can go ahead and apply and say, I think this is also included in that. And if the other guy has a good toyin, then probably he'll get out of it.
Why
Are you more comfortable than the shachris?
What?
Are you more comfortable than the shachris? The basket. The shachris or the basket.
Right. Right, right. So, you know, it's very hard to figure out.
Why did the chum get away with the class? They didn't want somebody getting away with it.
Okay, but they didn't tell us how to use this tool. They didn't tell us. They just said these five cases are chayiv. They didn't tell us more than that. Since they didn't tell us more than that, zakta shach, you can't apply it.
Was that so different than a lot of cases
Well, I'm saying, but there, the whole thing is, right? If you learn through the first parak of Baba Kama, so you start getting a feeling, what's Karen? So Gemara says, Karen is, it's not the Derech, it tells you what it is. Bor, the Gemara itself tells you what it is. What makes something Karen, Shane, Regal, right? The Gemara goes through a whole thing to decide what's the tzarashav of this versus that. What's the characteristic of this? So, but here we have no idea. So Rishonim are going trying to make chilukim. Zakta shach, but there's one Rishon didn't make chilukim. The Ritzba, he just said it's a kanas. And you're going to go paskin like that shita and then make your own chilukim in that shita. But that shita is gufa not saying chilukim.
What's Chazal's intention of listing the five cases? Only those five things. Everything
else. No, Chazal said people. We don't want people burning shtaris. And one of the cases is a meiser. We're going to learn this amount. We're going to get into Meiser. It's going to be really juicy stuff. What?
According to this, it's only those five cases that the Chazal actually want to make pass. They didn't want to make pass. Anymore.
Right.
It could be they did want to make it, but since they didn't, we can't make it.
No, no.
But then they messed up. Then they should have told us how to do it.
Right.
So either they messed up, or they only wanted these five cases.
Right. Right, which is Shigul Madna. Right, because Mechitza Sakarim. Right, what's the classical case of Garmi? The Gemara says, who is the Shita in Shas? It's Doin Dina de Garmi. It's your mayor. So Gemara is looking. How do we know Rameir is doing the Garmi? We found the classical Garmi. What's a classical Garmi? Is that I have a vineyard and he has a what's it called? Field, a chitim field, a wheat field, and I let my wheat, my vineyard, overgrow into his field. And since I let it overgrow, mechitz lekam shenafla, and he was misyayish from it. So that's gedina de Garmi. It's a little interesting. Like that was the case of Chazal. Like they really like went out of their way to protect. Like, what's so special about that case?
If not, it's going to happen.
I mean, I'm not an agricultural society, so I don't know. Maybe that was shchich. Guys, just whatever.
Why would you think that's not a common case? People have fields; they're growing different produce.
You're right. So watch your stuff. So I'm just saying, you're right. I mean, why wouldn't the logic of the Ramah seems to be more logical?
Because Chazal couldn't make a thing. What happens if I send an email? Because Chazal didn't know about email.
I know. Chazal didn't have anything, and we always, of our technology, and we figure out ways to apply it. Huh?
Right. They made a Xeri knowledge of something, and now that thing doesn't exist anymore. We can't make a new Xera for something else. You can't. Just because it's
no, because it's a Knas. That's not Maker Adin. That's why. So it's very hard to extend Knas. Knas is Knas. And, you know, it's very hard to extend to past that. So this seems to be a machloikis between the Mechaber and the Mechaber is the Ramban. But even in the other Shita that it's a Knas, it seems to be a machloikis between the Ramah and the Shach, how far to take Knas. Are you allowed to apply it to another case? Now, Vilachain, if you go weiter in the Ramah, he says like this: Yesh Mishakasav. Let's analyze this case. It's a good case study case. Yesh Mishakasav. The Ruvain Shemachar Mekach Lagoy. Ruvain closed the deal with a guy. Ubashim in Va'amar Le Lagoy She'ena Shava Kolkach. Shimon went back to the guy and says, "You did that deal? Only a guy would do that deal. Why'd you do that deal? It's not a good deal." So now the guy goes back to Reuven and says, "I want my money back." So Shimon is annoyed at Reuven. I mean, Reuven's upset at Shimon. Why did you ruin my deal? You made me lose money. Maybe it's a moiser. But he says, "Lemaisa yuchayiv alts garmi." In other words, Shimon caused a loss to Reuven. What was the loss that he caused him? Reuven made $100 on the sale, and now because of Shimon's words, it's bottled the sale. Now, if you go with the Ramban,
Reuven has to go back.
What?
Reuven has to go back.
Well, he doesn't want to start up with this guy. Right, so I'm saying, that's what I was about to say. In the Ramban's world of Bari Hazeka and Miyad, I'm not sure it would be Chayiv B'chlal. But in the world of Knas, here's Fakeret, maybe the constant here. So it says the Ramah, seems like I think that Chazal would constant over here. Says the Shach in Chafei. This is from the Ramaram Mi Rosenberg or whatever. And he says, of Eina Nirali, the Eina Hezek Ba Miyad, Vigamu Osa Eina Hezek Bugufai. And he says, and the Shach goes on to argue on this din. Unless you say it's like a Meiser. And Meiser is its own category.
Why is that?
Is it Bari Hezekah? It's for sure going to happen?
Tell him. I sold you.
Okay, so it's not clear. Maybe it's not, but it's definitely a knas. But again, the Ramah is now opening it up to cases that seem to be like, we don't know. We don't know what makes something a shriach or not shriach. So I don't know what's better. What's better is the Shach that says you have five cases, that's it, or the Ramah that basically says it's every dayan can figure it out if this is called shriach or not. Now, the Dayanim will have to go back to the Rishonim and figure out what did the Rishonim say is called Shchiyah. But it gets complicated. Look at the next case. Reuven Shehilva Mois Lagoy Al Mashkoinois. Reuven lent money to a guy, and he took a collateral. Ubashimin V'amar Lagoy Lahalvus Leib Apachos. And it was with interest, obviously. So every month he took no risk because he had the collateral, and he was making money on the interest. And Shimon went to the guy and said, "Hey, give me the mashkin and lend me the money. I'll give it to you for cheaper." The hechzer loy leRuven ma'isav, and he did it. Pot to David Groma. That's only a groma, but he's called a rasha because he's mahapich ani mahapich b'charara. But that's not shchiach.
That's not
Rama,
that's Manias
Reva. So he's saying, I'm not really damaging you, I'm just taking away a business.
Manias Reva is never Rama.
Here, you already made the money, because here, in the previous case, because you already sold the item. So now, Mama's taking money out of your pocket. Over in the next case, I'm not taking money out of your pocket, I'm just making you not be able to make next month's interest. Last month's interest you made, I'm not taking that away from you. But next month's interest, that you're losing. What?
He can match it.
He can match it. It could be that it's, and that's called a Grama. We had this by Ani Mahapich, we had this case when basically it's a whole tshuva back and forth. Basically, when there was one person who bought the license to sell the schnapps in the city for 3 years, when it was up, another Jew put an offer for the government. And the question is it called Ani Mahapich when you have a 3-year contract for years 1, 2, and 3, and it's going to renew for 4, 5, and 6? Is anyone else coming in at the beginning of year 4? Is that considered ani mahapech on years 4, 5, and 6? Because you had already the contracts for 1, 2, and 3, or do you say it's a brand new market and it's no ani mahapech? So, one dayan said, "No, it's free market, and he can make a lower offer."
That's called the point.
And he can make a higher offer. I'm sorry.
That's called the point of the government not locking it in for another
3 years. Okay, that's the point from their perspective, but from the yid's perspective, it could be that I'm not allowed to get involved. And in the end, the next dayan paskin that is on Yom HaPech, and you're not allowed to get involved. And not only that, since he had to match your higher offer, the guy who made the offer, who's the Yom HaPech, has to, Al Midina de Garmi, has to pay the difference that he made him match. So, you know, but again, this is going to open up a whole bunch of cases. Now if you go back, I skipped a few lines in the Ramah before. If we go back to the rest of that Ramah on page 26, we'll see what he was talking about. It says, Soifer Shekosav Shtar, the cost of money b'makom masayim. Okay, I guess this lawyer did not have malpractice insurance or whatever. But basically, when he wrote up the document, he messed up. The Soifer wrote that the loan was for $100 and it was really for $200. So now the Soifer, right, and we said, if you mess up someone's shtar, it's garmi. If you burn the shtar, it's garmi. So here, he didn't burn the shtar, but he essentially made the shtar not able to be goyve 200, only 100. Oh, hamazik l'chaver ba'atzasoy. So this is very important. This we'll have to get to next week. A guy, you gave someone bad advice, and based on your advice, he lost money. Oh, shlish shehechzer shtar shlohayol l'achzer. or someone gave back a shtar prematurely to the lender, to the borrower. So the borrower now got back the shtar. No, I paid already. Kulam pturim de lehava ela grama. Those are only called grama. So for some reason, again, in the world of, I understand in the world of the Ramban why these are only grama, because it requires another step to get the hezek. Yeah, I only wrote 100 in the shtar, but you also read the shtar. You also, I wasn't muchach from my mistake that there was going to be a problem. You could have also protected yourself from it, or it wasn't muchach that there would be a problem. Or I gave you Eitzah, but you didn't have to listen to my Eitzah. You're also part of it. So there's reasons why it wouldn't be, but in the world of, why it wouldn't be Garmi? In the world of Knas, I guess every, again, you have to work out the Hagdaras here. So those are the two Shitas, and in the Shita of Knas, right, the Machaber and the Ramban, is that it's Mekar Adin, and what makes something Mekar Adin Garmi versus Groma is how direct is it, how immediate is it, and how vada is it? Whereas in the Shach, there's a knas on things which are more shchiach v'ragel. The Rama says it's applicable to other cases of shchiach v'ragel, and the Shach holds it's not. That's the machlokes Rama and the Shach. There is one other shita, which I mentioned, is the shita of Rashi, and basically the sma goes like that. Again, I don't exactly know how far to take it. But what the Sma says, essentially, is, what the Sma says as the Shita of Rashi is that there's actually no chiluk between Garmi and Grama. There's no chiluk. And this that we say that a mayor is doyen dina de Garmi means he's machayiv all Grama. And the Shas, Paskins, we pater all Grama. Basically, according to the Sma, it's much broader. Groma is basically chayiv. That's what din and degarmi means. That's what the Sma says. The Ktsois is masber that even according to the Sma, you have to figure out which cases are going to be potter or not. But that means it's going to be much broader. So now that we threw the Sma into the equation, we have now, like, we could summarize the Shitas like this. On the one hand, we have the Ramban, which is very specific cases that are chayiv. And Garmi is its own category, and Garmi is chayiv, Grom is potter, and that's one category. We have the Sma and Rashi that basically say Garmi and Grom is the same, and we paskin that everything is chayiv. Me'ikra then also. Even Grom is chayiv. You have to know there's some exceptions, but basically Grom is chayiv. Then in the middle, we have the Shach and the Ramah and the Gra that say that Garmi is a knas. Garmi is a knas, and the cases that Chazal were mechayev are cases of knas, and some ikar did different, but Midrabanan we treat it differently. And the question is Garmi a category of cases that we made knas, or is it just specific cases that we made knas in the Chaboy al-Chidushai? Now in the world of Halach Lamaisa, we'll see next week. Does everyone just say, well, Kimli like the Shach and I'm always potter? Because it's not one of the cases of the Gemara? Or do we have a right for Dayanim to extend it to other cases? So we'll have to see next week exactly how to build out from these Shitas. But I think that we basically, this is a good summary of the Simen. And after we finish that, we're going to get into Mosser, which is very, very, very Gishmak HaSugya. Okay, Shkoyach, boy, son.